Hey, I'm Jeremy Loeb with WCQS News. You're about to hear an interview with Democratic Representative Brian Turner of Buncombe County. I was asking him for his reaction to a unanimous court ruling mandating the legislature redraw legislative districts by March and hold special elections in November of 2017. This comes after that same court found 28 districts drawn by the Republican-dominated legislature were illegal racial gerrymanders. But that ruling came too close to the election for maps to be redrawn. The court now says it's time to redraw the maps, and it means lawmakers elected for two-year terms will be up for re-election after just 1 year. Republicans will again be in charge of drawing up districts, which they've had to do already for congressional maps earlier this year. So I know that there are probably more questions than answers about this court ruling right now, but what was your initial reaction to it?
My initial reaction to the court ruling was, you know, obviously, I think this that to revise the gerrymandered districts, the unconstitutional districts, is a good thing. We can make this process more fair and eliminate a lot of the problems that we've seen with gerrymandering. You know, we should do that. I do think that it's going to be a challenge, that there's been a lot of fatigue, that we just came off an election, and now they're talking about having another election. So while I'm excited that we're going to see some new districts being drawn, I do worry about voter fatigue.
As far as turnout, you mean if they have an election in 1 year?
As far as turnout, definitely is a big problem. I also think that it takes a lot of time, energy, and effort, obviously, to run for office. And you end up with a lot of fatigue on the part of candidates, of elected officials, volunteers. It's just a lot to try and do, again, so quickly.
What do you think about the process that you guys will be undertaking? Because you'll be there in Raleigh when these districts are being drawn. Of course, the Republicans will be controlling that process, I guess. Do you think you'll be able to have any input on how the districts are drawn?
Well, I've been a staunch advocate for independent redistricting. And while I realize you cannot eliminate 100% of bias from any process, I think that the more we can do to take that process out of the hands of the politicians and put it into an independent commission, the better we will be. Again, the old sort of cliche of, you know, we should not be picking our voters, the voters should be picking us. By making districts more competitive and less gerrymandered, I think we get a better form of government. And there's a long history for both parties doing a lot of damage through gerrymandering. And it's time that we set that past behind us, and we look forward to a way of doing it that's more equitable for everybody.
And Representative Turner, you ran unopposed in this last election. That was pretty surprising, but of course you won because you were unopposed, and your term would have been 2 years. Now it's been cut down to 1 year, and so you will have to run again if you choose to. Is that upsetting to you that, you know, you basically your term has been cut in half, possibly?
Well, I think the big concern is that we have an election in 16, then we're looking at an election in 17, and then potentially another election in 18. And so what effectively this does is put us on a never-ending cycle of campaigns. And it really begins to wear people down. It really, I think, distracts from a lot of folks trying to get the work of government done. And people are basically now just, you know, in this vicious cycle of always having to run. And I don't think that's what was ever intended. The idea that you would go and serve for 2 years and then run again. But this just treadmill is really, I think, doing a disservice.
Do you think that the districts will be significantly redrawn? I mean, for instance, that, you know, the legislature had to redraw districts recently for congressional maps, and they did so, but basically the same political makeup was the result.
Right. I think, you know, part of the conundrum that we have here, I think, is that so we have unconstitutional districts, and so we have a General Assembly that's been elected under unconstitutional districts. And so we definitely want to correct that. So, you know, there is a need to make these changes, but we have the folks who are elected under unconstitutional districts now drawing new districts. And so, again, this is where I think it's a great opportunity to move this to an independent group. Now, granted, the courts will review these districts, and there's been a recent ruling in Wisconsin that talks about, you know, the fairness around district and gerrymandering as it comes to partisanship. And I think we really need to look at that and decide, you know, do we want to be a state – where basically our government is made up by who can essentially rig the system, or do we want to be a state where people feel like they truly have a voice in who they're going to be able to elect?
And is independent redistricting going to be a priority for you when you go to Raleigh? And do you think it could gather momentum, especially in light of these recent rulings?
Well, 2 years ago, when I first came to the General Assembly, I was one of the co-sponsors of legislation that would have opted for an independent redistricting commission. It had tremendous bipartisan support, but former Senator Apodaca had said it was dead on arrival when it comes to the Senate. Obviously, now we have some changes in the Senate side, so maybe with some of those fresh perspectives, it'll give you able to get more traction. I think it's something that's sorely needed. It's had bipartisan support, and it's time we do it.